Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, October 11th edition. We have a critical governor's race here in New York. Lee Zeldin within a couple of points of Kathy Hochul, the commissar from the COVID era who has done nothing to make this state better. This could be one of the biggest upsets in this political cycle. So we'll discuss this. Plus, J.D. Vance throwing down with Tim Ryan in the Ohio Senate race. Some very important back and forth there on immigration and other issues. Kamala Harris weighs in on immigration as well. We'll discuss that and more. And that's all coming up here in just a second. Identity theft is happening all the time, though. You got to be prepared for this. If you're not, you find out the hard way because someone steals your identity and all of a sudden they're running up huge bills on your credit or even taking out credit cards in your name you don't know about. So you need someone watching your back online. That's what you get when you use LifeLock by Norton. More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. It's happening all the time. It's happened to me. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will help you to fix it. I've worked with a restoration specialist before. It's so critical because it's very stressful. It can take hours. They walk you through the process, help you repair your identity. Look, you can save up to 25% off your first year right now if you go to LifeLock.com/buck. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is something you need to have. Like I said, 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off. Now, Lee Zeldin, he is a congressman from Long Island here in New York, my home state, and he is fighting a good fight here against Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul is the woman who wore the vaccine necklace during the vaccination purges. Remember that? They were firing people for not getting the shot. New York State had the most draconian, insane laws imaginable in this country. It was New York and California, and I think Washington, D.C. had the worst laws. We had the vaccine passports here in New York City. Total madness. And Hochul was pushing for all of it. Never once said, let's stop being crazy. Never once said, let's calm down. But on the violence front, violent crime in this city is completely out of control right now. Just the destruction, the decay you see in the streets, the graffiti you're seeing everywhere. It's because the libs are nuts. That's the truth. The libs are just crazy. Instead of actually dealing with the reality of, hey, we made mistakes. BLM was a terrible idea. The movement made everything worse for everybody. The corporations that bent the knee to it should be ashamed. Instead of that, we have what exactly being offered up from Democrats? Oh, the violence isn't that bad. It was worse 30 years ago, so we shouldn't complain about it now in New York. Is that what they're really going to try? Lee Zeldin was getting pushback from a reporter because he spoke out about this after there was a shooting. Here is Lee Zeldin.
At what point are we supposed to talk about the crime on our own streets? I'm standing in front of crime scene tape in front of my own house. You can't get me more outraged than right now. I mean, it's one thing to spend multiple times over the course of a week where other people are being targeted. But for us, no, we're more pissed off today than we were when we woke up this morning.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be? Shooting outside your home. The guy's running for governor. The shooting was right outside of his house. This is hitting home for people. You know, there have been a lot of crimes in my neighborhood. I've had really aggressive lunatics shouting crazy profanity at me, demanding money. You know, this is what you deal with. And God forbid you ever have to actually defend yourself in a jurisdiction like New York City. Oh, progressive prosecutor's going to say, oh, I don't know, this guy's a right-wing radio host. I don't know, he probably started it. You can't trust him. You can't trust the system because they've decided this is about social justice instead of actual justice. And whether it's New York or Oregon or various Senate, you know, Oregon governor's race or various Senate races in places like Arizona and Nevada and Ohio and Georgia and Pennsylvania. I mean, Pennsylvania, the crime in Philadelphia is up 25% from last year. Last year was the worst year of murders they've ever had, and it's worse crime in that city right now. Do Democrats have any solutions for this? The only solutions are the things that if they advocated for them now, we'd know, well, they were responsible for the lunacy. They're responsible for causing the problem in the first place. So they don't want to actually backtrack. They don't want to say, you know what? Yeah, we messed up on this one. We made a mistake here. Let's do what the Republicans were saying we should do all the time. Enforce the law. Enforce the law. Support our cops. All crimes enforced. All crimes prosecuted. And that's the only way out of this. That's the only way forward. Back to New York and the governor's race here. I think this is how Commissar Hochul could end up losing to Lee Zeldin in a state where there's a major Democrat registration advantage. Just a lot more Democrats in New York because of New York City than there are Republicans. But it, because of independents and even some swing voter Democrats or changeover Democrats, it could be pretty close. The New York Times had had one of its staffers here saying that, yeah, look, Hochul's way ahead, but could be a tight one when you look at the way the polls are actually moving.
We're going to be looking very closely, obviously, at the congressional races, especially in New York. Mm-hmm. And of course, we also have a governor's race here in New York that I'm going to be.
Is that going to be close?
Close. You know, it's funny. Probably not. And yet, you know, I think that the Republicans are gaining a lot of ground in New York. And I think that, you know, from the folks I talk to very closely, that the governor has been very conservative. People around her are very nervous. So it may be closer than we think.
It is closer than they think. That's the point. And this would be a shockwave. I mean, for New York, I mean, you know, after California, New York is the most important Democrat stronghold. When you add political donations in the mix, New York and California are funding all the lunatic libs in all these other states. They're funding Democrats like Fetterman. They're funding Democrats like Stacey Abrams. They're sending the checks. It's from New York and California. So if the blue stronghold of New York has a Republican governor, all of a sudden it would be, look, it's not a likely thing. It's a possible thing. But we should at least focus in on that one. We should at least understand that this is within the realm of possibility. And I think a part of this is that there's a broader sense right now that the Democrat Party, there's a viciousness and an insanity that is really at the heart of so much of what they're promoting all the time, right? What they did with criminal justice system and BLM and defund the police, it really harmed people. What they did with the crazy spending, including this, you know, Inflation Reduction Act that actually doesn't reduce inflation, makes inflation worse, spending hundreds of billions of dollars on Green New Deal boondoggles. I mean, this is really lunatic stuff. And if you try to speak out against the vaccine mandates, they shut you down from social media, they try to get you fired from your job. There's a nastiness to it. And the way the Democrats are using racial politics is also reckless and wrong. Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat member of Congress, came out today and said, look, I can't be a Democrat anymore because of a number of things, including the anti-white racism that is promoted for political reasons within the Democrat Party.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war.
Dragging us into nuclear war. A cabal of elites who are warmongers, pushing anti-white racism. I mean, this is Tulsi Gabbard taking some big swings at her now former party. Now, she's not a Republican. She's not a conservative. So don't think that, oh, well, Tulsi's now one of us ideologically. That's not the case, at least not yet. But she is somebody who sees the rot at the heart of the Democrat apparatus, at the heart of the Democrat power structure, and the pushing of, whether it's through negating Columbus Day and calling it Indigenous Peoples Day, the 1619 Project and teaching this to kids in school as the real basis of our history in America. Anti-white racism. This is a concept. People don't even use that term, but this constant fight against and denigration of whiteness, this has become totally normalized, the Democrat Party. This is crazy. We shouldn't be normalizing denigrating anybody because of their skin color, period. That is the principle. A person's skin color is irrelevant to their character, to their worth. But Democrats say, oh, no, white, we're fighting whiteness. It's a concept. Well, it's not really a concept when you look at the way that it often manifests itself with people who are being attacked, people who are being, there are instances of anti-white hate crimes. Now, this is a real thing. Democrats don't talk about it. Oh, it's just a general principle. Whiteness isn't actually about white people. Really? This is kind of like when they say gender isn't really about gender, or sex and gender are different things. Not really, actually. But they try to parse, just like they try to parse, are we in a recession? Well, we have to have a recession where seven, you know, wizards of the economy, seven geniuses sit together and they all decide and they vote. And no, we're in a recession. OK, we don't need to play these ridiculous games, but they play these semantic games because, you know, what else are they going to do? Admit that they're wrong and they're crazy? Probably not. J.D. Vance hammered Tim Ryan in the debate last night. Some very important issues came out of it, some important exchanges. We'll get to that in just a second. The preborn pregnancy clinics began their mission over 16 years ago. What they do is very important. It's very straightforward. They provide free ultrasounds to pregnant women. This matters so much. When a mother, and look, a lot of mothers, you know, if it's unplanned and they're scared, they're anxious, they're nervous. But when they go into a place that is nurturing, that is kind, and that says, we just want to show you what is in you, what life is inside of you, your child inside you, free ultrasound, you just walk in, that can so often make the difference. And the mother is going to say, you know, I'm going to choose life now. I'm going to give life to this baby outside the womb. It's so important what preborn pregnancy clinics are doing. And the left, the maniacal Planned Parenthood supporting left, is just on this frenzy to try to get rid of any clinics like this because they know how important they are. They know how many lives they save. The preborn pregnancy clinics have rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives. They depend entirely on you, though, the pro-life community, for support. So please consider a donation today. One ultrasound, $28. $140 would help rescue five babies' lives. To donate, all you do is dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 and say just the word baby. You can also go to this website, preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. Let's help preborn save 40,000 babies' lives. Now, J.D. Vance, on the issue of abortion, in fact, J.D. Vance had quite a moment here where he addressed this. He said what his actual position is. He's running for Senate in Ohio, obviously, and turned it into a connection with the reckless illegal immigration policies of the Biden White House.
The 10-year-old girl, the case that we've, of course, heard a lot about, an incredibly tragic situation. I have said repeatedly on the record that I think that that girl should be able to get an abortion if she and her family so choose to do so. But let's talk about that case. Because why was a 10-year-old girl raped in our community, raped in our state in the first place? The thing the media and Congress and Ryan, they talk about this all the time. The thing they never mentioned is that poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place. You voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. If you had done your job, she would have never been raped in the first place.
Borders wide open. Now, I always speak the truth to you, and most of the people coming across the border as illegals are violating our laws to be here, but they do just want to be here. They're not dangerous. They're not. But there are MS-13 gang members. There are people who come across the border who are sex offenders. This is a fact. These are just facts. And even if it's a very small percentage, and it is a very small percentage of the overall number because there are millions coming in illegally, the number 5 million, if you're looking at a tiny percentage of that, it's still a lot of people who are coming into the country committing crimes, committing serious crimes. This should be shut down. We should have sovereignty. We should have security at our border. The Biden administration doesn't want it. And what J.D. Vance here says is you can't separate these things entirely. You can't separate what's going on with crime of all kinds in cities from our lawless border. Because for one thing, not only are there individuals who are committing crimes who are illegals, there's just an illegal, off the top of my head, an illegal stabbed two people to death and stabbed six others right outside the wind. There are illegal aliens committing violent crimes, including murder and rape, in this country. That is a fact. And they should not be here at all. Those individuals should never have been in the country in the first place. Many of them, the ones who commit those crimes, have previous criminal records. So they've already been in trouble with the law in addition to their illegal status, and then they go on to do something really horrible. And we're supposed to say what exactly to the federal authorities, the Biden White House, that refuses to enforce the law. J.D. spoke about the fentanyl issue. Where is the fentanyl coming from that is poisoning people all across this country? Over 100,000 overdose deaths last year. Over 70% of them are fentanyl or opioid related.
Yes, the fentanyl crisis is way worse than it was 2 years ago. Why is it way worse? Because Tim Ryan and Joe Biden have conspired together to reject every border wall funding proposal, to reject every proposal to cut off the amnesty, to reject every proposal that would actually secure our border and stop the flow of these illegal drugs.
It's true. It's true. What is their plan? Notice they say, oh, yeah, the border, we're working on it. We're looking at it. I mean, has Kamala been? She said she had. She hadn't. Are they actually doing anything? Speaking of Kamala, here, she's lashing out at Republican governors like Abbott and DeSantis, who have sent illegal aliens who have come into the country in violation of our immigration laws to mostly New York, Chicago, and D.C. There was the Martha's Vineyard flight, as we all know. But here she plays the, oh, but we're the kind, the humanitarian, the good people, the Democrats in this. Listen to how she speaks about this issue. And how she doesn't actually suggest that they're going to do anything about any of this.
Talk about political theater. I mean, playing games with people's lives, like with their lives.
You know, there are mothers with sleeping babies getting off those buses. And I just think it's an absolute dereliction of duty. If you see a problem, and if we agree that we need to address it, then if you're a leader, participate in a solution, right? When we first came in office, the first bill that we proposed was for a pathway for citizenship, was to fix a broken immigration system, which was broken under the previous administration. Participate in the solution, because we are offering solutions.
Their solution is amnesty. That's it. Give everybody who came here full legal status and then give them the vote soon thereafter. Trust me, that's the plan. That's the only plan. The plan is not to stop people from violating U.S. law and coming into the country illegally. That is not even up for discussion with Democrats anymore. They used to pretend, but now that there are probably 20, maybe 25 million illegals in the country, they just view this as votes. Oh, not yet, sure, but legalize. Who thinks that there'll be a mass legalization and then there will not be a Democrat effort to give the vote to these individuals who came to the country illegally as well? That's obviously the next step politically for Democrats. This is why they care so much about it. If they thought that a majority of the illegal aliens coming into the country were likely to vote Republican, they would be standing at the border saying, you know, get out of here, you're not welcome. But they think this will help them in the long run when it comes to their power. Kamala Harris saying it's a dereliction of duty to bus illegals to these cities. Why is that a dereliction of duty? Why should El Paso, Texas, why should McAllen, Texas, Arizona border corridor area, why should they all be, Tucson sector of the border, I believe, why should they all have to bear the brunt of this? And there's clearly resources that are necessary to help these individuals. Yes, they're human beings. No one's harming them in this process. Transporting them. I live in New York City, and I've been to Martha's Vineyard. These are nice places. Transporting them to areas where there's actually a much greater concentration of state resources, you would think, would be something that Democrats would welcome. Where do they have a bigger welfare apparatus? Because that's what we're talking about here, welfare for people who aren't supposed to be in the country legally. New York or El Paso, Texas? I think we all know the answer to that. Where is there a greater concentration of resources to deal with homelessness and drug addiction, et cetera, et cetera? Chicago or McAllen, Texas? And yet, what? It's a dereliction of duty to move. The Democrats want this. They have an opportunity to step up and do the right thing. We're a nation of immigrants, right? That's what they always say. A nation of illegal immigrants now. Yes, but amnesty is really all that they want. And you have to remember that. Stakes here are very high, my friends. Thanks for rolling with me. Back to you tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.